Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and we would like to include your responses. I assure you that we are not selling anything, and your responses will remain strictly confidential. First of all, to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Black.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
I do vote.
Okay. And there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Definitely.
It is still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, just somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
In my opinion, safety.
Yes, I know all are important, but the most important issue right now?
Safety. Safety.
The safety.
Crime. Crime.
Crime and safety. Okay, thank you. And now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or a month before the election?
A month. I like to do early voting.
Okay. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio, you can say anything at all.
To make change.
Okay. Thank you. Just let me record your answer. And now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote on this issue. Is the issue 1, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes or no?
I forget. I voted for the one that will keep the government out of it.
Okay, but based on that summary I just read to you, did you vote yes? Or you don't remember?
I don't remember. I know I did not want the government in it.
Okay, no problem. But yeah. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. And please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle, okay? I have English language TV ads, yes or no?
I speak English.
But did you heard about the election in English language TV ads, yes or no?
English.
Yes. I'm going to read different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. And if you experience these things in this election cycle, English language TV ads, yes or no?
I would not say that word over the phone. I speak English. I would never say...
No, but I'm going to read you a different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. You heard about the election
that.
In English language TV ads, yes or no?
Can I just say English? I would never say, yeah, you know.
Okay, but the next one is Spanish language TV ads. Did you hear anything about the election in Spanish language TV ads, yes or no?
I saw some Spanish commercials.
Okay, so you did heard about the elections in Spanish language TV ads. In English language radio ad, yes or no?
I'm not going to say that word over the phone because people will use it and have you agreeing to stuff that you didn't agree to. You heard about that, right?
But your opinion is completely confidential right now. I'm just
asking
if you heard or seen any kind of commercial or ad in the English language radio ad about the election, yes or no?
I will not say that. I will just tell you, you know, English or whatever, but I will not say that word. And I'm sure you understand why. Do you not?
There's
this scam where people get you to say that and they use it to have you saying that you agreed to other stuff you did not agree to. I just will not say.
Okay, I understand, but
yeah.
I will need to read everything verbatim. Just tell me yes or no, okay, if you can.
I will not.
English
say that word.
Language,
I will not say that.
The word yes or no? I'm sorry?
That's right. I will not say that.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim. So can you please tell me that you are not going to say that word for my supervisor,
exactly.
Please? Okay, and the next one is Spanish language radio ad. The next one is English language online digital ad and videos like YouTube. The next one is Spanish language online digital ad and videos. Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers. Someone coming to your door, billboards.
No, all of those except someone coming to the door. All of those except someone coming to the door.
All of those,
but I will not say
yes or no.
Goodbye.